Jeffrey. Okay, well, coming up is, as I've said, perhaps, you know, maybe one of the most important interviews I've ever done in my career. There's the moments in a career in, you know, reporting and in television where you know you've got a very special story and you just want to make sure you get it right. Certainly when I came across the documentary, which ended up becoming Vaxxed, that was a moment in my life where I just thought, I'm so glad I have the abilities that my life has brought me to this position that I can be a part of something that I think really may change this conversation around the world. And indeed, I think in many ways, Vaxxed did that. Now, on the high wire, about 8 months ago, we have shown you, we've interviewed many, many world-renowned scientists, and not to take away from how brilliant they are or how great they are or the messages that they had to convey or how brave they were to bring those messages, but we brought you the story of Geert Vandenbosch 8 months ago, who was coming forward to really explain, though he had made vaccines his whole life, was a vaccinologist and immunologist, really had this wide array of talents that brought him to a conclusion and was making this plea that we should all listen to him about the mass vaccination program and why it was not the right approach. I have broken down many of other people's interviews of Geert Vandenbosch, and that whole time we were trying to reach out, trying to make contact. I think there was some reticence because of the high wire and some of the things we've covered, you know, other scientists, they have to warm up to the idea you've been called anti-vax. They look at our Wikipedia page, all of these different conversations are out there. But slowly as we share these things, we finally made contact with Geert Vandenbosch in person, who said, we are running out of time and I would appreciate anybody that will help me tell this story. Now, when we got together and said, how are we going to cover Geert Vandenbosch? Of course, we could do what we usually do, which is a live interview where I just ask the questions and you get to, you know, see the answers in real time. But the truth is Geert has already done that interview multiple times. We've shared those interviews. We've shared those Zoom calls amongst multiple scientists. But you're not seeing the evidence when he's doing that. You're not getting to see the documents that he's talking about, that this isn't just his own idea. It's based in science that's being done around the world that nobody's looking at. And so we decided to take, you know, a little bit more time and care with this. And in fact, for me to do this, as you saw in the opening, we spent hours and hours in Zoom calls with Geert Vandenbosch just so that me and my team could truly understand exactly the nuanced details of what he's talking about so that we might help you understand it. We all have busy lives, folks. I get it. We all want to believe that the world is being taken care of for us. And there's no way that world-renowned scientists, the CDC and FDA, no matter how greedy or how much, you know, interaction with pharmaceutical companies is really going on, they're never going to make a mistake big enough to start wiping out large swaths of our species. Certainly someone would jump in there. Well, what I want you to do is I want you to put all of that chatter in your mind aside. I want you to sit down, and if you're driving your car right now, and you usually listen to this podcast while your kids are fighting in the backseat, maybe you should wait so that you can really give this interview the right attention. Because if we do not understand what is about to be said, if this understanding does not permeate the minds and souls of the world right now, we could truly be in a dire situation. So with all of the caveats in the world or whatever I have to say, please bring your attention now to a work that has taken us a couple of weeks to put together with Geert Vandenbosch. I truly believe that his voice needs to be heard. We need to listen, and we need to act accordingly. Here is our interview